The quest for innovation in education has been a lengthy narrative throughout the last decade and a half, or even more. And the question of showing results versus unveiling ideas is always a tension. We want to focus on some results this morning and focus on a very, very specific program. Our next guests have developed a plan that delivers real results for low-income students in charter schools and some wealthy students in an elite private school. Dominic Randolph joins us. He's the head of Riverdale Country School in the Bronx. He's right here in the studio. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning, John.
Angela Duckworth is with us. She's a professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania and the author of what's called The Grit Scale. She joins us today from her home in Philadelphia. Angela, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what were you attempting to measure and design when you got to work on the Grit Scale?
Grit is persistence and passion for very long-term goals. So essentially, we were measuring stamina.
And the idea is there's a character variable in the determination of success that traditional academic tests don't really get at. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, that's accurate. I mean, character has many dimensions. We want our kids to be kind. We want them to be generous. We want them to be forgiving. But in terms of achievement, maybe the most important character strength is grit.
Dominic Randolph, how do educators typically deal with questions of character in the classroom? Is it just sort of a monitoring of various personalities, or is it a channeling of a set of values into kids?
Yeah, I mean, I think that in education, we've long believed that character is really an important part of schools. I just think it's been relatively vague and rather general. This project, we're trying to be a bit more intentional, bring some science to the question of development of character strengths in kids.
And you've used the grit test in your schools?
We use actually an inventory that includes grit on it that also has strengths like optimism, gratitude, zest, self-control, and grit. So we've used that in KIPP, some of the KIPP schools in New York City, and at Riverdale.
Talking to Dominic Randolph, headmaster of the Riverdale Country School right here in the New York area. Angela Lee Duckworth, what's the tension between identifying what personalities are in a particular class and determining which personality traits are likely to succeed, and then what do you do about the rest of the gang?
Well, I think one of the questions that, measuring anything brings up is, can you really change it? Of course, a character report card is only one step, like the first step, right, towards any kind of change. And schools are more interested in change than they are in measurement. I think one of the key insights, though, from the character report card, and this you can give credit to Dominic and Dave, who really championed the project, is that when we don't measure things in American education, they get completely swept under the rug. Unless there's a decimal point and a number and some specific information, people cannot hang on to just like vague concepts like this child isn't demonstrating adequate character or conduct. And that's the way character has been measured traditionally, right? You get like one conduct rate, if that.
Right. That's a very interesting point. My mind is spinning at this point. Angela Lee Duckworth, professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. She's the author of The Grit Scale. Dominic Randolph, who's used it in practice at the Riverdale Country School. All right. So how does this work in practice? You identify various personality traits. Is merely being more conscious of that the prescription for change, or does it basically suggest that we have a Riverdale Country School for pessimistic students as a kind of a enrichment course?
I think it can play out in lots of different ways. I mean, what we were trying to do is develop sort of a language of character at two very, very different schools, actually get kids to think about, evaluate themselves on those character strengths, get teachers to do sort of a 360 on each kid in fifth and sixth grade at the two schools, and then sort of have conversations about those character strengths. So I think, one part of it is measurement, but I think the most important part of it are sort of the discussions that evolve based on thinking about developing character strengths and a certain set of character strengths in two very, very different school settings with some different, really different students in those two schools.
Professor Duckworth, what's the development trajectory of some of these character traits? I mean, I've got two teenage girls in middle school, and boy, the character traits that we saw at age 10 are very different from the character traits we see now. At what point are you guiding, and at what point are you trying to set in stone some traits that you think are going to be useful?
So one of the major insights from psychology and psychological science is that traits have some stability over the life course. You may look at your teenagers and say, where did you come from? But if you think hard, there are tendencies that your daughters have, I'm sure, that you could have seen and probably noted when they were 4 or 5 years old. Those girls will turn out to be women who you recognize. It's not that people completely reinvent themselves at every stage. However, another major insight is that nothing is set in stone. So even into your 50s, personality traits, character strengths are changing. In other words, personality and character are stable, but not static.
Well, not only am I discovering that in my own household and from talks with other parents, Dominic Randolph, that things are malleable.
Right.
But
absolutely.
The question of talented in math or brilliant writer is relatively trivial compared to the character questions that bear on whether they're going to work, whether they're going to be focused, whether they're going to be distracted. That's a shocker to me.
Yeah, and I think this notion of do you have the sufficient strength to sort of get you through some of the things that you're required to do? School's pretty challenging.
That's how all we talk about is strength and, like, staying with it.
Exactly, and I think that's something that we need to concentrate on more, develop a language of, let's say, character strength, and help kids in more intentional ways develop those types of strengths while they're at schools.
So, Angela Duckworth, does academics sometimes get in the way of developing character in traditional schools in America?
No, I think that character and academic performance are complementary. They are not competing. So when we look at strengths like self-control and grit and we say, these are really important, we want these for our kids in the long term, are we going to have to give up math and reading and science? Absolutely the opposite. Mm-hmm. Kids who are higher in these character strengths actually do better in all subjects.
Angela Lee Duckworth, how can our listeners find out more about the GRIT scale and some of the work that you've done?
I think it's easily Googleable. So if you just Google GRIT and Duckworth, I think you'll find me.
Google GRIT and Duckworth. You should wear that as a T-shirt. Angela Lee Duckworth, professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania. She's the author of The GRIT Scale for determining character traits that are likely to produce academic success. Also, Dominic Randolph, headmaster of the Riverdale Country School. You got to get to school now, right?
Right, exactly.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Rick.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.